Hello. Welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you songs I love and occasionally put in a reading, a joke, or a story. And those oddball things I call wombats. That's where I get my title. I've got a wombat plan for tonight, so let's hope we get to it. And we're going to start off with a song called Let Your Love Flow by the Bellamy Brothers from 1976. And it's just a happy song, joy and pleasure. And I interpret it as saying, let the good times roll. So this is Let Your Love Flow by the Bellamy Brothers. That was Let Your Love Flow by the Bellamy Brothers from 1976. And now we're going to move 40 years forward to 2016. From the movie Hunt for the Wilder People, this is one of the soundtrack songs that I liked. It's called Maku Te Kahau. And I gather that this is a New Zealand word, probably Maori. The film is set in New Zealand, and one of the characters is part Maori, and this is one of the songs that went on during the show, and I just liked it and got it and brought it in to put on my radio show. So this is Maku Te Kahau.
Maku Te Kahau. Altum in mortibus, stabium dicitur, macum te gahur, et erat optima. Altum in mortibus, stabium dicitur, macum te gahur.
Makutekahu from Search Hunt for the Wilder People from New Zealand. Next up is Elusive Butterfly by Bob Blind from 1966. He wrote this song and performs it, and it has a wonderfully, I don't know what to call it, whimsical searching quality, the whole idea of the butterfly. And he, in his liner notes, he commented that he was trying to express the idea that searching for something, the process of looking and searching, is often the reward more so than finding what you're looking for. In this song, what is being searched for is love, the elusive butterfly of love.
You might wake up some morning to the sound of something moving past your window in the wind. And if you're quick enough to rise, you'll catch the fleeting glimpse of someone's fading shadow. Out on the new horizon, you may see the floating motion of a distant pair of wings. And if the sleep has left your ears, you might hear footsteps running through an open meadow. Don't be concerned, it will not harm you. It's only me pursuing something I'm not sure of. Across my dreams, with nets of wonder, I chase the bright, elusive butterfly of love. You might have heard my footsteps echo softly in the distance through the canyons of your mind. I might have even called your name as I ran searching after something to believe in. You might have seen me running through the long abandoned ruins of the dreams you left behind. If you remember something there that glided past you, followed close by heavy breathing, don't be concerned, it will not harm you. It's only me pursuing something I'm not sure of. Across my dreams, with nets of wonder, I chase the bright, elusive butterfly of love. Thank you. nets of wonder. I chase the bright, elusive butterfly of love.
That was The Elusive Butterfly, sung by Bob Lind. Next is another song from the soundtrack of Hunt for the Wilder People. This is called Seabird by the Alessi Brothers from 1976. And the brothers were identical twins. And this is their version of a song that got under the top 10. Never made it to the top, but I just heard it in the movie for the first time and liked it a lot. So I bring you Seabird. Seabird, sung by the Alessi Brothers. Well, next comes a classic in my mind. This is Roy Clark singing Yesterday When I Was Young. And I can remember this song when I was young, and now I'm not. So now it's yesterday. So the song says more to me now than it did then. But even back when I was in my 30s and heard this song, I understood it. It spoke to me. And so let's listen to Roy Clark singing Yesterday When I Was Young.
It seems the love I've known has always been the most destructive kind. I guess that's why now I feel so old before my time. Yesterday, when I was young, the taste of life was sweet. Rain upon my tongue, I teased it long, as if it were a foolish game, the way the evening breeze may tease a candle flame. The thousand dreams I dreamed, the splendid things I planned, I always built to last on, and shifting sand. I live by night and shun the naked light of day. And only now I see the years right away. Yesterday, when I was young, so many happy songs were waiting to be sung. So many wild pleasures lay in store for me. And so much pain my dazzled eyes refused to see. I ran so fast the time, and youth at last ran out. I never stopped to think what life was all about. And every conversation I can now recall concerned itself with me and nothing else at all. Yesterday, the moon was blue, and every crazy day brought something new to do. I used my magic age as if it were a wand, and never saw the waste and the emptiness beyond. The game of love I played with arrogance and pride, and every flying I too quickly, quickly down. The friends I made all seem somehow to drift away. And only I am left on stage to end the play. There are so many songs in me that won't be sung. I feel the bitter taste of tears upon my tongue. The time has come for me to pay for yesterday. Was young.
Yesterday, when I was young, sung by Roy Clark. Well, we have one more little piece, and then I'm going to do a wombat. Get ready for a wombat. But next up is almost a wombat. It's Russian liturgical chants. They're called Easter Stikhiras of the 16th and 18th centuries, and they're sung by the Bolshoi Theater Children's Choir. Hundreds of kids in this choir, all talented, I assume. And I heard this recently and found it fascinating. It's sort of like Gregorian chants, but it has its own flavor, which I guess is Russian. So this is from the 16th to the 18th century. These are Russian liturgical chants.
Thank you.
That was some Russian liturgical chants sung by the Bolshoi Theater Children's Choir. Well, now we're ready for a wombat, and I've long wanted to read something from Alice in Wonderland, so I spent some time and I decided to start with the beginning of the book. The metaphor of down the rabbit hole is commonly used to refer to plunging into a new adventure, taking a step into excitement and the unknown. And that metaphor comes from this book, Alice in Wonderland. This is Alice in Wonderland, and the second book is called Through the Looking Glass. So here's how the book starts. This is Alice going down the rabbit hole. Alice was beginning to get very tired of sitting by her sister on the bank and of having nothing to do. Once or twice she had peeped into the book her sister was reading, but it had no pictures or conversations in it. And what is the use of a book, thought Alice, without pictures or conversation? So she was considering in her own mind, as well as she could, for the hot day made her feel very sleepy and stupid, whether the pleasure of making a daisy chain would be worth the trouble of getting up and picking the daisies, when suddenly a white rabbit with pink eyes ran close by her. There was nothing so very remarkable in that, nor did Alice think it so very much out of the way to hear the rabbit say to itself, oh dear, I shall be too late. When she thought it over afterwards, it occurred to her that she ought to have wondered at this, but at the time it all seemed quite natural. But when the rabbit actually took a watch out of its waistcoat pocket and looked at it and then hurried on, Alice started to her feet, for it flashed across her mind that she had never before seen a rabbit with either a waistcoat pocket or a watch to take out of it. And burning with curiosity, she ran across the field after it, and fortunately was just in time to see it pop down a large rabbit hole under the hedge. In another moment, down went Alice after it, never once considering how in the world she was to get out again. The rabbit hole went straight on like a tunnel for some way, and then dipped suddenly down. So suddenly that Alice had not a moment to think about stopping herself before she found herself falling down a very deep well. Either the well was very deep, or she fell very slowly, for she had plenty of time as she went down to look about her and to wonder what was going to happen next. First she tried to look down and make out what she was coming to, but it was too dark to see anything. Then she looked at the sides of the wall, and noticed that they were filled with cupboards and bookshelves. Here and there she saw maps and pictures hung upon pegs. She took down a jar from one of the shelves as she passed it. It was labeled Orange Marmalade, but to her great disappointment, it was empty. She did not like to drop the jar for fear of killing somebody, so managed to put it into one of the other cupboards as she fell past it. Well, that's a brief reading from Down the Rabbit Hole from Alice in Wonderland by Lewis Carroll. And maybe we'll take that up later because the adventure goes on. But we all go down the rabbit hole sometimes. And usually the idea is it's not an intentional choice. We just find ourselves going down the rabbit hole. Well, the movie Hunt for the Wilder People gave me a lot of good songs. So here comes another one. They're very varied, but this one is called Sinner Man. And it's a song I used to sing in college. We'd sing it, Oh, Sinner Man, where you gonna run to? But this is Nina Simone singing it. And Nina Simone has one of the most fantastic voices and it was a very exciting, interesting person. Had a lot of troubles in life, but out of it came some wonderful music. So they played this particular version. She's sung many recordings of this song. This one was recorded live in New York at a nightclub. So this is Nina Simone singing Sinner Man.
Oh, Sinner Man, where you gonna run to? Sinner Man, where you gonna run to? Where you gonna run to? all on that day. Will I run to the rock? Please hide me, I run to the rock. Please hide me, I run to the rock. Please hide me, Lord, all on that day. But the rock cried out, I can't hide you, the rock cried out. I can't hide you, the rock cried out. I ain't gonna hide you, God, all on that day. I said, rock, what's the matter with you, rock? Don't you see I need you, rock? Lord, 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 all on that day. So I ran to the river. It was bleeding around to the sea. It was bleeding around to the sea. Was bleeding all on that day. So I ran to the river. It was boiling around. sea. It was boiling around the sea. It was boiling all on the day. So I ran to the Lord.
Was Nina Simone singing Sinner Man and playing the piano. And I probably should have warned you about the length, but it's such an impressive piece. I didn't want to interrupt it. I really think it's a wonderful statement by a brilliant artist. Well, you're listening to Wombats and Music, and this is your host, Harry Baya. And I bring you Wombats and Music once a week on Mondays and again Saturdays. Mondays at 7, Saturdays at 1. And it's my chance to play for you songs I love. We're coming to you from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. And it's my joy to pick out the songs I love and play them and listen to them myself. And here comes another one. This one's called One Heart, And apparently Celine Dion wrote this and performed it. It's known as her song. But the version I happened to pick up was called One Heart by Leftover Cuties. So it's a different version of the song. And I found it good. I like it a lot. So here it is for you. This is One Heart by the Leftover Cuties.
To say, and I never know where to start. Since that day, no one had taken your place. No one can fill up the space you left behind. I ask myself, could I ever love again and bear another beating of this kind? Another strike, another rain.
One Heart by Leftover Cuties. And I don't think that's the same song that Celine Dion does. I'm going to have to look it up this week because we're being audited and I need to come up with the composer of every piece of music I play. So I've got to find out who wrote that. Next up is Put Another Log on the Fire. This was a classic. during the women's lib movement, the 70s mainly as I remember it, I was in New York City and it was a big deal. And I was experiencing it firsthand because my wife of the time was in a consciousness-raising group, which I thought meant a search for higher consciousness, which I was very much in favor of. And I didn't realize it was a search for female power. I didn't know females needed any more power than they already had. But I learned along with everybody else in the world, especially the U.S., and this song came out, and it kind of caught the idea. It's a humorous, it's a novelty song. The guy who doesn't understand that he is a male chauvinist pig, and it needs to be explained to him. He hasn't got it by the end of the song. He'll get it eventually. I got it. I don't think I was as bad as he is, but I guess I was not as good as I thought I was either. So this is Put Another Log on the Fire by Roger Allen Wade, and one of the popular songs during the women's lib era.
Put another log on the fire. Cook me up some bacon and some beans. Go out to the car and change the tire. wash my socks and sew my old blue jeans. Come on, baby, yeah, you can fill my pipe, it's my slipper, and blow me up another pot of tea. Go put another log on the fire, then come and tell me why you're leaving me. Don't I let you wash my car on Sunday? Don't I warn you when you're getting fat? Ain't I gonna take you fishing someday? Hell, a man can't love a woman more than that. Ain't I always nice to your kid sister? Don't I take her driving every night? So sit here at my feet, 'cause I love it when you're sweet. And you know it ain't feminine to fight. So put another log on the fire. Go cut me up some bacon and some beans. Go out to the car and change the tire. Wash my socks and sew my old blue jeans.
Put Another Log on the Fire by Roger Allen Wade. We men of that generation had a lot to learn, and even those of us who were more kind and sensitive than the rest of us still had a lot to learn. And we did learn, and I might add, for many of us, it was the hard way. Now, how about the other end of the spectrum? How about the kind, sensitive guys who really, really were gentle and nice and didn't need the 70s education system that Women's Lib provided them? And here's one of them. Well, I don't know about his personal life, but in this song he is. This is Frank Sinatra singing "The Wee Small Hours of the Morning." Maybe I should say, really, it wasn't so much that the person who would sing this song wasn't a male chauvinist. It's just that when you're in this mood, it's kind of irrelevant, and you don't have to behave chauvinistically. So this is Frank Sinatra singing "In the Wee Small Hours of the Morning."
In the wee small hours of the morning, while the whole wide world is fast asleep, you lie awake and think about the girl, and never ever think of counting sheep. When you're lone, heart has learned its lesson, you'd be hers if only she would call. In the wee small hours of the morning, that's the time you miss her most lesson. you'd be hers if only she would call in the wee small hours of the morning. That's the time you miss her most of all.
In the wee small hours of the morning, sung by Frank Sinatra. Well, we've got time for one more song, and this is Mary Gauthier singing Mercy Now. And this is a song that speaks to many people, because there are people in our lives who are troubled, and we wish we could do something to help them. Sometimes we can, but often we can just wish them well, pray for them, hope for them, and this song expresses, I think, that emotion very well.
My father could use a little mercy now. The fruits of his labor falling right slowly on the ground. His work is almost over, it won't be long. He won't be around. I love my father. He could use some mercy now. My brother could use a little mercy now. He's a stranger to freedom. He's shackled to his fear and his doubt. The pain that he lives in, it's almost more than living will allow. I love my brother. Could use some mercy now. My church and my country could use a little mercy now. As they sink into a poison pit, it's gonna take forever to climb. They carry the weight of the faithful who follow them down. I love my church and country. They could use some mercy now. Every living thing could use a little mercy now. Only the hand of grace can end the race towards another mushroom cloud. People in power, they'll do anything to keep their crown. Could you some mercy now?
Mercy Now by Mary Gauthier. And I agree. Every single one of us could use a little mercy now. I have always been fascinated by words and language. Is mercy the same as kindness? Is it forgiveness? What is mercy? Clearly, if you have power over someone and you choose not to punish them, I'd call that mercy. But in this case, I think it means love. It's closer to the definition. You've been listening to Wombats and Music. I'm your host, Harry Bile, and I bring you Wombats and Music Mondays at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC, the radio station at Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. You can pick us up at 90.7 on the radio or on the web. We're at WEHCFM.com. And now it's time to give you my weekly blessing. Well, I'm not sure it's that. It's an encouragement. Every week, I ask you to join me or to do on your own something that I try and do every week. And that is this. I want you to really do it this time. To celebrate most joyously, yes, most joyously, our being here at all. Goodbye.